What's good, Courtney?
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, it's chilling, man. I was on the line for a little while, man, but we through.
Good. Welcome back, everybody. Milk vs. Food podcast.
All right. Okay, that's what we're going with.
We're going with that, though, man. But Finish Works brand is sponsoring this thing, man. We'll work all that out, though. But welcome back to, what, episode 12?
I don't even know, man. I don't even keep count. I just knock them out. I don't even know. I really don't.
Hey, well, appreciate y'all tuning in again to hear Joshua and myself, Courtney Douglas, speak on this, on various topics. God bless you for your ear. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for your patience as well. And a lot of moves to be made, though, man. But just shout out to y'all. Hope your week's going by well. Pretty rocky starting off for me, though, man. Mondays is always hectic as far as the mail carrier is concerned. But, you know, ups and downs, man. But I'm good. Yourself?
Good. Let me see. What's new? I'm trying to... I want to see how... made this a lesson and how God touched me this week. I think, man, just being patient with the kids and being just remembering where I was at during you know, at that age, you know, with the kids I work with at the high school, man. Just finding out a lot. So that's always on my mind, man, a lot, you know, especially, you know, family stuff as well. But I'm always thinking about, you know, the kids, man, the youth, you know. So that's how God touched me, though, just being patient and putting myself in their shoes. Like, I wasn't all the way together. I'm still not together, but, you know. So that's how God touched me, man. But, you know, we can get on that a little bit later, man.
Most definitely.
You know. Let's start on, I guess, on a cool note. Let's not tell them everything we doing, but, you know, we got some very big opportunities coming up in the future, man. Like,
yeah, we just like to say stay tuned on the big thing.
Yeah.
But we always speak about God's providence and his sovereignty, and it's so true. I mean, there's no way I can dance around that, man. It's just, and we don't even deserve this. Let's just be number one, you know, about it. We don't, you know, it's just God's grace, man. It's just his unmerited favor on our lives. He's just awesome, man. We just thank him for revealing himself to us and just giving us a platform to bring him glory at the end of the day, man. So, what would you allow for us to show?
None.
What would you want to share?
None of it.
None of it, but I'll
say this, though. You know, we did a photo shoot too. I think I spoke about it on the last one. I can't remember. One of the podcasts, we said we was about to do a photo shoot. We did, but we got some more pictures finally. I'm just gonna say we killed those, man. We, in a good way, to my listeners, I'm saying, like, we did our thing. Don't came out legit. I'm hard, man.
Yeah, shout out to Gabby, man, for doing that, man. She showed love, man. We got that was my first photo shoot ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And me, I'm like, I don't take good pictures, man, but she was just clicking when I wasn't paying attention, and what she captured, man, was cool. I was like,
that's
okay.
What you're supposed to do, man.
You know, I'm not as photogenic as my man Richie, you know what I mean? But...
Richie,
you
know, my little cousin, by the way.
Shout out to my man Rich.
Seen him in some of the pictures and videos. But yeah, man, that's what you gotta do. I told Courtney, man, he got that big old 8+ over there, man. Use that photo mode, man. Just take pictures, man, cause something to come out. 1 out of 100, but something to come out. You know,
something's gonna come out pretty dope, man, for me to post and not even on myself, man, but just the environment. Just God's creation in general, man, is something that we always can glean from too. So, but yeah, photo shoot was pretty dope. So yeah, we did the picture. So everything is just coming together, man. So like we say, man, stay tuned. I mean, it's a lot of exciting things for those that follow you know, follow the Finish Works brand, you know. So we just, you know, we got some things coming.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yep. Man, let's get into some talks, man. You know, man, let's talk about sneaker culture, man. Why do we like shoes, especially, you know, at the heart, at the top of, you know, banging on six, man?
For me, I think it stems back. What got me on the shoes was my Uncle Tyrone, man. My first pair of shoes were the Columbia 11s. They just came back. They
AKA the Legend Blues.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Young boys out there.
Yep, they had re-retro those, but those was my first pair of shoes, man. He just gave them to me, and I've been hooked ever since. After that, my mom wasn't really on it. You know, my mom was, she's very good with money and budgeting. So, you know, she was like, I'm not finna, at the time, you know, Mikes are like 200 plus now, 170, 200 plus or whatever. But, you know,
the J's, then, right?
Yeah, the Jordans.
Money. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, she was like, I'm not finna buy you that. So, you know, I had various pairs of sneakers, but that wasn't really my personality. So from a distance, being in, you know, going to Village and Harding or whatever, I would see a lot of cats that was rocking, you know, Jordans and Air Force Ones were pretty high, popular then. They came back now. They definitely back now. But I always told myself when I got a job, man, that's what I was going to get. Because I have a one-track mind. I'll stick to one brand. Jay, you know this, man. Like, I'm huge on phone posits now. And Jordans, but I'm a real huge phone posit guy. But you know, just seeing our favorite celebs, man, from Will Smith to Martin, even a Different World. Shout out to Wayne and them, man. They had the retro fours, you know, the bread fours and
yeah,
the fives.
So it was part of the culture.
It's part of the culture, man.
And then you know, in urban America, let's just say.
Yeah.
We grew up, those were like our heroes. A lot of us grew up without fathers, and you know, and so you see like Will Smith or you see Michael Jordan, that is.
Yep.
Well, you know, with some kicks, you're like, oh my goodness. You know, there's people on TV, man. There's Martin Lawrence and they was just fly. Those are the people we looked up to. We didn't have anything, you know, anything else. So those sneakers, man, for us, we couldn't afford them, but I remember being like, man, one day I'm gonna get a pair of these, you know. Fresh Prince changed your life, like you said, Will Smith. But
another key figure too, hanging with Mr. Cooper, bro.
And Mr. Cooper,
oh, he had a clutch.
Shout out to Mark Cooper, man.
Yeah, man, I liked him, man. His sneaker game was cold too on the show, man. So it was just good to see. Even Seinfeld, shout out to Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld has some heat.
It's just culture, man. I mean, it's urban, but you know, I would say it's universal if you're cut from that cloth.
I think it became universal. It was an urban thing, man. Yeah. And now 2000s stuff, like, because now it was like global. Like right now it was global, and we'll get to that in a second. But like early 2000s, especially like 04, 05, 06. That's when a lot of people started getting on it, but it was still really exclusive to get like J's and all that.
Very exclusive.
It was very hard to, man. And it was a thing, like, it was highly sought after, but it almost seemed underground. It was nowhere near as mainstream as it is now. And yeah, you know, that was like the year that really, really got me on, because, you know, 06, I was working. So I wanted whatever I couldn't get at an early age, whether that was right or wrong, but that was my mentality at the time.
I remember this girl, man, named Dorena Miller, man, from Harding. I was a freshman, and I remember I had stole some markers from Mr. Swearingen's class in middle school. They were paint markers, and once again, I had two pairs. I had maybe five pairs of shoes, but they were mainly Air Force Ones. So I would paint on my shoes. I was doing that before it really got major. I would go to the 99-cent store, man, and buy do-rags. Now, this is for some of the students that listen. I was a knucklehead in school, so I was getting D's and F's. So my mom, she basically turned that faucet off. You know, it wasn't, you're not getting clothes and sneakers because you can't do what you need. You're not doing what you need to do in school, so I'm going to just cut you off. Now, I'll buy you, you know, your basic necessities, but as far as those shoes, that's the negative. So you're going to rock with these until you can turn your grades around. So long story short, I did, but I didn't. So I'm like, all right. Yeah. So my Air Force One started to, some of the leather started to fade, man, around the toe box area. So I'm like, man, the girl's going to start joning on me. The dude's going to start laughing. I had to get creative. So I had got some super glue. I went to the 99 cent store and got a navy blue bandana because the Air Forces I had were like a heather gray and navy anyway. So it was perfect. And I started designing my own sneakers, man. I started making some money on the side doing that. And to get to the point where I brought up Dorena Miller, though, when she started seeing me with different flavors, she was like, yeah, your shoe was cute and all, but you ain't wearing no Jordans, though, like me.
Yeah.
And I said, And I knew I couldn't pull the trigger on the mics, man. So when 05 came around, you were the one that got me back in the game, really, Josh, or really started. Because I really didn't care, man. And I remember we went to the mall around Christmas time, man. And that's when those Carmelos came out. The white and yellows. And the, was those the 1.5s?
Something like that. I can't even remember.
I remember that day, though, man. I think that, the Carmelo started me off, man, and it's been on for, I would say, a good 5 to 6 years, man. We went real tough.
Yeah, sneaker culture, you know, we seen the people in our eyes being kids, man. It was a cool thing. It's something we sought after. A lot of us watched Michael, and it was like, I want a pair of those. I don't know how, but I would like a pair of those. You know, it was a little more... It's a little more innocent. Don't get me wrong. People are still going broke like they are now, but it's a little more innocent on, you know, just on the kicks, man. But it was an end thing, and it was our thing, and you know that right there, we felt like we had it all at the time. You know, felt like we had it all.
That too, but you and I put our spin on it though, man, because. Mm-hmm. We got general releases, but we wanted to be exclusive, and we wanted to be the first ones within the city to have those shoes.
Oh yeah, we did accomplish
that a lot, man. Like,
oh, I think it was a dude. I forgot his name, man. But that don't matter. No, well, Kevin always had heat too.
Yeah.
Kevin had it first. If anybody had it first.
Yeah,
Kevin was our plug. So
yeah, he really was, man.
But yeah, he had them first.
But we were marketing though, man. I would say networking, not marketing. We were networking though, man.
Yeah.
Because he felt comfortable because we knew what we were talking about. We were some cool dudes, man.
We were some young dudes, but we wasn't. That's and here's a lesson, man, to the young cats, man. Like, and I got an athlete. I always say, do your research, know your history. Like, this ain't like important history. But, like, it's always nice to know and respect the past. You know what I mean? And then to the present when you start learning from your elders, your OGs, you know what I mean? Whatever genre you're learning from. But it's always nice to know a piece from the past. And that's what we're on, man. He respected that, man. So he hooked us up. He hooked us up, man. We wanted some kids that were just trying to be a part of the hype because, you know what I mean, just to try to fit in. We was cool without the kicks. But when we got them, it took it to another level.
And then knowing us, man, like what y'all hear now, we've been on this, man, for at least over a decade. So him seeing like two guys that wasn't really like
this was a white dude. Straight up white dude, man.
Like nerds to him, man. Real cool collect, like, man. We were just
we knew episodes of, you know, when this actor had on these pair of shoes. Like, it was crazy.
Right.
It was crazy. You know what I mean? We knew numbers, we knew I could tell you the smallest detail on it was crazy. I worshiped those shoes at the time, man.
Right.
We used to we used to go ahead and kill events, man. Like, we'll go to certain events, holiday tournaments. Tell them about the holiday tournament, man, and how big that is.
Yeah, I don't know how big it is now, though, man, but when...
Or was.
Well, I would say was, man. That was the thing to go to. I remember...
What was it? It was a basketball tournament.
Yeah, it was a basketball tournament.
All the schools in the city.
All the schools in the city, top players, top teams, man. Yeah. Everybody went and showed out. Plus, once again, you know, middle school, high school, not everybody's really working like that, but this is Christmas break. So really around Christmas time, everybody's getting fresh gear. Everybody's basically Sunday best at these tournaments. You know what I mean? And, I remember Jay and I stepped out one particular night. You might have to post that picture, man.
I'll find it.
I can't think of the individual's name, man. He put me on. If y'all remember back in 06, 05, rapper Mike Jones had, I can't think of the song. I think it's like, "But You'll Never Catch Mr. Jones."
Yeah.
And one of the main... one of the biggest brands that kind of went out like a spark was Geno Green Global. If the nines don't get you, what was the phrase?
I can't remember.
If the nines don't get you, the G's will. Something like that. And basically all nines on the hoodie or whatever. And this guy from Harding, I believe, gave me the number. He said, "Hey, I ordered some from here. This is where Mike Jones got his hoodie from." And at first I blew it off. I'm like, "Man, you don't know that, you know?" So I actually called this number, man, and it was legit. And I remember the Aqua 8s came out. This was 07. Yeah, 07, the Aqua 8s came out, man. They retroed those joints. I think I got like every Jordan that came out that year, but those specifically came out. They were black, turquoise, and purple. And blue. And I remember talking to this young lady over the line. She was in New York. I told her what I wanted. They messed up on the address, so she had to send out two hoodies. I threw one to Josh and I kept one, and they were all custom, you know what I mean? And I remember putting this jacket on. I said, "Man, I'm gonna be the freshest guy at this tournament." And I believe I won because I had cats wanting to buy that jacket off of me. And I made it rain in the club that night. $300 and won. You know, that was major for me. That was major. And major I was so
everybody. Cardinal. 301 look like a stack.
Yeah.
What is in the air? And when you... Oh my gosh, man. Yeah. I got very nervous. I got nervous. I was like, "Oh, yo." Hey, we was, man, 20? I don't know.
Yeah,
20 years old.
Very carnal,
yeah,
mind.
That was fun, though.
It was fun at the time. But I just remember just trying to piece that outfit together for those shoes. But that tournament was everything. The tournament went down.
Everybody in the city was there. People from outside the city was there. Yeah. I learned, being a new guy, I learned quick. And I was like, "All right, I got to come right with this." And that was my thing, man. I had to wear something. I just had to wear something that no one had. You know what I mean? And, you know, as self-centered as I was, you know, that's what I was on. Also, I want to ask you, man, sneaker culture from then to now, how have things changed? Because we're not really on it like that.
No, really died off of it, to be honest with you. I still poke my head out every now and then. And then I still have you, man. You'll still throw me some kicks like, "Hey, man, try these out. You know, something new, man, from Sauconys." Or you gave me my first Adidas, man. Shout out to you with the Ultra Boost.
Ultra Boost, yeah.
But back then, I think it was rare, or it was basically just a hunt for the kicks. The market wasn't as saturated. Like, you really had to dig and find kicks, you know what I mean? The internet wasn't as prevalent, of course. You know, we didn't have, you know, StockX and different companies that would, you know, put the shoes on there on the market. You really had to go out there, do your homework. You would have to meet people like the Kevins of the world and different people that we knew Even getting cool with the managers at the shoe stores, man.
Oh yeah, I did. Yo, hold on, quick little story.
Go ahead.
I ain't gonna say her name, but so I knew a lady at Foot Locker, and she would hold every sneaker for me, man. Put my name on a box and put it to the side.
Same here.
You know, and where was that, man? It was a D-boy. D-boy is a, you know, we call a dope boy, someone that's, you know, sell drugs, man. And he would come in and buy all the Jordans. And I'm a working dude, man. I worked a regular job. I'm like, man, I just want one pair for me.
That's, you know, it.
And she respected that. And, you know, she put them to the side, man. So that was at a time where, cause I was just thinking about the times, like, my goodness, things are really, really different. You know, you had to be personable. You had to network. Like, we had a networking era, well, building networks, you know, building network skills, and didn't
get
really
what we
realize,
wanted.
But we didn't realize it. It was as organic as it could be, man. It was very organic.
And we were selling ourselves, man. They just bought into who we were as people, man. It was like, man, these guys really ain't no threat. You know what I mean? Like, two young, hard black, you know, working individuals.
They knew what we wanted, man. You can read that. So I'm saying, those are skills that we use now. And, you know, you spoke on God's sovereignty, you know, to kind of wrap this up, man. God's sovereignty was so great because we were building those skills that we're actually using now, you know, staying organic. And it's at a time and place where being personable is not, that's not the go-to. You know, people read the text or email you, man, where they don't have to deal with you face-to-face. And a lot of the kids I know, man, they're going to have a hard time after school when you get a job and you can't even speak to the person that's giving you your interview. I was just thinking about that. Like, man, all that started from, you know, being a glutton of shoes. And here we are now using some of these skills, man. Like, God is great. So even in our sin, even in our, you know, because I was selfish. I wasn't even trying to get rid of a shoe at all. You know, now I'll give you the shoes on my feet, man. But
yeah,
I wasn't even trying to give you, and that's facts, and people can contest to that. So I ain't just throwing that out there like that. But you know, man, I was building skills, being selfish. Now I'm a little different, thank God. And it's just crazy how, and I say crazy for lack of a better word, man, but it's just really crazy how we're using these skills that God, you know, molded us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because we were chasing a fad. Now we're chasing him now. So we're using those skills that we learned back then. You know,
and that's the turnaround. That's a turnaround.
That's a turnaround.
I taught my little homie, man, my little dude, man, down in Texas now. He always on me. And I'm like, man, I don't care about these, man. Like, I always say that. And I added him on every old picture I had on Instagram, man. You know, because once again, this was yesterday. Once again, people, you got to know your history. So, you know, he comes to me with, like, something that's coming out. And I had it, like, 2008, 2009, or whatever, back in the day. And I already had those. These ain't new, man. These aren't new at all. So, you know, I was showing him all type of stuff. And as I'm looking, as I'm adding him, I'm having flashback. Like, oh, man, I had the mics on, but I was depressing this picture or da 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 da. So you know, that's why I brought that topic up here, man. But I appreciate what the Lord has done for us, man. Just, you know, really took that out. And I learned, I've been reading this book lately, man, and I told you about it, just about creations, man. You know, creations was made for two things, man. To honor God and to thank God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whatever. And it's art to me. And I've tried to find some type of characteristic that's linked to the Lord now. Like, whatever art it is, you know, whether it's sneakers or a portrait or a flower, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, their characteristics. That's what the Christian mind should be about. Like, okay, you like this. Because those likes are okay, man. I'm talking about likes and loves that line up with the Bible. I ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about some sin or, you like hitting the strip club all the time. You ain't talking about that, but stuff that's in line with the Bible, man. Always look for a characteristic of the Lord, man. That's what I've been learning. I've been learning that. I have, man. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Because at one point, man, I went from liking kicks, and then, you know, when you read the Bible, and I went from thinking it was just bad. Anything about the world was bad. And now I'm more of a seasoned Christian, I would say. That's okay. It's okay to like this stuff. So
yeah, it's definitely okay to like it. You know, like you said, you grow a little bit. You have a little bit more discernment as well.
Yeah.
Too. It's okay to like things, but when you love things, man, you love God number one, and you like the things that He's created. You know what I mean? Like, I like creation. I like nature. I like, you know, just looking at trees and leaves and rocks and. You know, like I said, like when my grandma passed away a few years ago, I got a green thumb. So I like growing plants now. You know what I mean? I study corn. My favorite plant is the corn plant. So I got five of those now. Cause I got them growing in the back. You know what I mean? So it's just, I study, you know, dirt texture and when to water and when to break this off, man. So it's amazing.
And that's something I've been big on, man. Just watching my daughter and the stuff she likes, and just learning. Like I say, it's okay, man. This is God wants us to like this stuff. God wants us to appreciate this stuff, and you know, give Him honor, man. That's what I've been on. Cause I read a quote, and it's the guy said, I've always walked down parks, walked through the beaches, eating dessert and enjoyed it. And he said, I enjoyed all this stuff, but I realized I enjoyed it just like the mind of an atheist. You know, you just like it for your sensory pleasures, and not linking it to God who created this, and not linking it to His characteristics, and you know what I mean, trying to study it. So, you know, my mind has shifted, and that's what I've been on.
Yeah, that goes to Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
Romans 1:20.
Yeah, for since the creation of the world is invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what He has been made, so they are without excuse.
Yeah, Romans 1:20, we link, man. Hey, we're going to do something new. We're going to come right back. We're going to go right back, man, kind of give y'all a little break. We're going to break our subjects into little segments, man. That way y'all can just click. Oh, you see sneakers? Boom. Or whatever the next topic is. So we'll be right back. Like, when I mean right back, right
yeah,
back.
Don't touch that dial.
Yep. Yeah. All right, we back.
Once again.
Yeah. So I'm going to explain real quick. So if you listen to our podcast on the Anchor app, the segments will be broken up. You probably hear some, like a little transition sound to kind of take you from the first to the second to the third, whatever segments. I think it might be a little bit different if you listen to it on Spotify. But I just want to kind of put the disclaimer out there. If it sounds weird or just kind of, you know, bouncing around on Spotify, but you know, this is Anchor is the main app, and then Anchor links to Stitcher and Spotify and the other stuff though. But a lot of the features and the edits probably you can hear on the Anchor for right now. But they are doing a lot of improvement and added features. So, you know, maybe they'll allow you to hear it on Spotify in the future too. Like I wouldn't doubt it. So yeah, man. Man, I didn't even told you this. I was just gonna share it on the podcast, man. Dude, so my dad texted me, man. My dad texted me, and just to give a little context about the relationship with my father, I don't know my dad. Before I got married, I reached out. I was like, man, I hope he's not dead. These are just some of my thoughts. I want to make sure he wasn't dead. or, you know, just where he's at or where's he doing? Do I have a brother and sisters? You know, just typical, I think, normal stuff if you didn't grow up with your parent. Mm-hmm. And we never talked. Well, I take that back. He texted me a little bit after that. Like, when I mean a little bit, like maybe less than a year later after I reached out. And I ended up calling this, he's a lawyer. So I ended up calling this firm and, you know, spoke to the secretary and left a voicemail. So he hit me back like a year later. You know, we only text, man. We talked, we spoke one time, very awkward. You know, he got off the phone with me very quick. I like Ohio State. He likes Michigan. I'm not going to take out the whole story and draw it out. I'm just going to kind of give you a little context, man. So we don't have much of a relationship. He likes Michigan. I like Ohio State. So, you know, if you know anything about that rivalry, it's like oil and water. They don't mix. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I keep it, man. I don't even be tripping on it. But, you know, he hits me up all the time, man. Like, we won't speak to each other, and then he'll text me him being at a game or wearing a Michigan jersey. And for a while, that was cool. I'm like, all right, you know, we laughed, and, you know, because I'm thinking it's going to turn into something. And it never did. It never did, man. So I'm going to be honest, man, I just got tired of it, man. And I was trying to talk to him in the midst of that. Like, hey, can we talk one day? Can we speak, you know, see each other one day? And I actually got to see him as I left an Ohio State game down in Columbus. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't awkward for me, but awkward for him. You know, after that, so, you know, stuff changed. I get it. You know, he missed a lot of life. I was never tripping on it. So now I can talk about now. I'll probably go in a little bit in depth next time, though. So sorry if I was a little all over the place, though, but it's a lot. There's a whole lot. So we don't have much of a relationship unless it's an Ohio State game or Michigan playing, or he just want to talk some trash.
Yeah, so that's like the only lily pad that you can sit on.
Yeah, that's all we got, man. Apparently, that's all that's all he has. Like, you know, I got more than that, but he, it's been a while. It's been, man, maybe almost a year. Mm-hmm. So he hits me up, and I didn't even read the text. I just saw a picture of him in, you know, a Michigan Wolverine jersey. So I sent the emoji shrugging my shoulders because I was mad, man. I was mad because I tried to build some type of relationship where him and I can speak. And it was crazy stuff, man. Just lies after lies. Oh, he can't do this, or he doesn't have the time. But you got the time to text me and go to all these games, but you can't talk to me. So you know, I've been holding that in. I have, man. I've been holding that in. And I'm disgusted by the efforts of my pops, man. And it hit me like, I actually thought I was over it because I've been trying to like bury those emotions because I don't deal with them. But it's one of those things like out of sight, out of mind. But as soon as you see the issue, you know, I put my chest up and I'm real frustrated by them, man. So that's what I didn't tell you. And I wrestle with hate, man. I wrestle with compassion. And hey, like two sides of the same coins, man. Those are my thoughts. Like, I'm wrestling, you know, spirit versus flesh, man. You know, sometimes my thoughts flip on the hate side, and then I got to flip it back over to, you know, to the compassion and loving side, regardless of how I personally feel about him, man. So that's what I wrestle with, bro.
Yeah, understood. I was in that place at one moment. I remember, you know, telling my wife, man, back in 2011, you know, once my oldest son, you know, at the time, he was like maybe a couple of months, and I was like, hey, you know, I kind of want my dad to be a part of this, even though we never really spoke or had that relationship. Like, we spoke and everything, though, but, you know, once again, out of sight, out of mind. Some bad decisions that were made. But, you know, I just wanted to have that conversation where I could talk to him. You know what I mean? Like, hey, all is well, man. You know, I'm not harboring any bad intentions or will towards you, but we need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And you didn't get to have that moment. And I did. We were on the phone for maybe 2 hours, man. And I just I went off on him, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how I felt. You know what I mean? It's like, I called him a coward. Are you a coward for what you did, man? You know, you have multiple children out here. You know, you're not taking care of them. And then, you know, your sisters are trying to make excuses for why you wasn't around. And I wasn't hearing all of that, you know. Now knowing what I know, you know, there was some mental things going on with you, some things that you experimented with, from drugs on top of what that is, and a little autism or speech, you know, defects and things of that nature. So there's some grace given to that, though, but you still have the cognitive ability to have sex.
Yeah,
you can reason and use logic on that. So something up there still working, you know.
Yeah.
As far as being involved with what you create, you may play it off like you don't have these symptoms, though, but what's up? You know what I mean? And I just had to come to a point, man, where, you know what, Lord, you know, you tell me in your word to, you know, to honor father and thy mother. You know, I don't like him. Bible don't tell me to like him, but I gotta love him based off your word and your standard that you have for me. And I gotta give him forgiveness and grace as well, too. But, you know, I'm gonna still tell the truth in their love and respective matter. Like, man, you messed up, but hey, I'm willing to forgive you, you know. And there's still some attributes and, I mean, not some mannerisms that still are being practiced as far as not, as far as being involved, you know. Now he does pick up the phone, and you know, he may not call me, but we have the Google Duo or whatever, where he can face chat me and I can see him, he can see the kids, and he does that almost every day now. So he's making some effort, you know, and that's all I can really ask for.
Yeah, I wanted this to be like a teaching lesson, man. Especially, you know, we always talk about, you know, we two inner city hip hop influence, you know, kids, man. You know, we were talking about on our first segment with the sneakers, how we used to watch like Will Smith and this Seinfeld, and you know, just people we looked up to, and that for me, man, that did kind of help fill a mold. Like, man, I want to be like Will Smith, or I want to be like Martin, or I want to be, you know, like this person, that person. And you know, when you're a kid, man, out of sight, out of mind, you don't realize how affected you really are. You might rebel and lash out a little bit, man, you know, but for me, everybody in the hood was like that.
Yeah, single parent home, man.
Yeah, like, facts. So I didn't even want to be like them, because I would see, like, my man Ramon from down the street lashing out because his dad ain't there, or dad is a drunk, or whatever. And I was like, man, I'm hurting too, but I didn't want to be like that. But as a grown man, I never dealt with those feelings like I wanted to or like I should, man. And I've been fueled by his absence to do well or to kill everything I can. Whatever opportunity, like, the good Lord puts in front of me, I want to kill it, you know, despite him. Because he's very successful as far as, you know, schooling and all that stuff, man. The man is a lawyer and an agent. So, like, this man is well taken care of. But I got some stories, but I'll save it for, it's like stories that I know from, you know, my parents and stuff like that. But I'll save it for another podcast, man. I'm not going to go deep into that. But, I'm fueled by his absence to do well, man. Like, I just want to kill it, but I'm mad. I'd be lying if I said I'm not wrestling with hate. And sometimes I hate my dad. I'm gonna be real. I'm not agreeing with this, but I want to give guys, you know, from a Christian mind, like, just dealing with issues and knowing what's wrong, even though you feel a certain way. And you know, sometimes I hate my dad because of that. And I'm like, man, this, and I look like, you seen him, Courtney, I look like a light-skinned version. We thought he looked like my mom's a little bit, but I got my mom's lips, but man, I got my dad's eyes.
Physique.
Yeah, man. Physique for sure.
Nine. And that's crazy because, you know, like, for my
son, dark skin,
for my wife, man, you know, the people that we disdain the most, man, we bear their image.
I look just
I always heard that growing up.
Because I look just like my pop, man. I'd be trying for hard. Like, now, man, I got glasses on and he got glasses on. So,
oh, wow.
After we do the Google Duo, I'll see his video. And then when it's time for me to record, it'll show my face. And I remember one time, man, I just listened to him, man. And after he got done speaking, I looked at myself, man, on my phone. It showed and mirrored my face. And I had my lip curled up, smirk, haughty look. And I got convicted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm gonna break off this, bro. But it's still the same topic. But this kind of answers the age-old question. Who was better? What was the better sitcom, Martin or Will Smith? And I think for both of us, I think we'll agree with Fresh Prince, because speaking on father's absence, the episode that reminds me most, man, is when Will Smith, when Lou, which was Will's dad in the sitcom, man, when he came in and into his life and he walked out, man, on the episode, man. And, you know, Will was getting ready to travel to the country with him because his dad was a semi-truck driver. And he played him, man. He came into my life and you walked back out, man. And when Will played that part, man, every young black male in America, or
I feel
woman,
like it, man.
We,
yeah, you're right.
We
you're
felt
right.
That, man.
You're right,
that,
man.
That part right there, John.
You're right.
Man, I felt vindicated seeing that, man.
You're right, man.
Because Will
right.
went off because we all wanted to yell, man. Like, why couldn't you just be here? I didn't need you to go buy me no sneakers, man. Show me how to ride a bike, how to dribble a basketball, man. How to build something, how to walk around like you. Like,
you're
why
right,
wasn't
man.
You there? You know what I mean? And no matter what the situation is, you should have been here. So, with you and I, man, as being fathers, I got three boys upstairs right now sleeping. Man, I would never turn my back on them. You know what I mean? And we got a special episode coming up, man, here in a few months, man, with my wife and I. We're going to jump on, man. But there's been times where we were on rocky roads where we thought we might not have made it. But I wasn't finna turn my back on my boys, man. I know what that pain felt like.
Word.
You know what I mean? So
you worked that bad boy out, man.
I'm working that out, man, because I refuse to leave the house, man, knowing that I got three young men that need me here, that need that guidance, you know, because I didn't have that role model in front of me, man. So right now, I'm freestyling this thing, but I have men in my life to push me in the direction like, hey, you know, be as authentic as you can. You know, I got a good pastor, man. Like, hey, you're the man of the household. You know what I mean? You know, live a godly lifestyle. You know, and I thank God for allowing us to live like that, though. But model the principles that Jesus has left for us or demonstrated in front of us to train them up. Proverbs 22:6. So, bro, I'm the same way, man. I try my hardest not to be like, you know,
man.
Like the man that wasn't there. And that goes for any young man that's listening to it. Even the women too, the young girls that daddies ain't here as well too, man.
I got a little girl. I can't even imagine. Little girls need their daddies, man.
Yep.
Little girls, I mean, I'm not saying little boys don't either, but little girls, man. They need their dads. And I look at my wife and her dad relationship, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I can't even imagine. I can't imagine, man. And, you know, to any believer, man, like, this ain't no... Look, man, this is not no happy-go-lucky, jolly. You know, this is stuff we fight to get over. We know what to do. We know what's right. We talk to people. We seek counsel. And then we fight to get over. Absolutely. We fight to get over. It ain't no magic pill to make it, you know, magic scripture to make it go away right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what scripture's about. Like, if God's not a genie, he ain't just about to take it away. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't no genie.
Yeah, we ain't rubbing the no lamps.
Nah, man. So, and I say all that, man. Like, I'm just being real. Like, I'm probably going to put this as the title. Like, I hate my dad. I'm saying it from a place of conviction. I'm saying it from a place of that's a horrible, horrible feeling. I don't like that feeling. Like I said, I wrestle with it. I say it from a place of I need help. And y'all pray for me.
Place of frustration. Yeah, definitely pray for us as well, too, man, because it's difficult. You know what I mean? Because that's always been the narrative, man.
just because we live in a sinful world, you know, man's depravity, you know, we just have that question, like, why won't you step up? And I mean, I think the numbers are astronomical, man, across the country, man, of single family homes, man. The family's in shambles, man, because nobody wants to play their creation role. You know, what's my purpose in life? You know, I'm gonna get a job and make a lot of money, man. What's my purpose in life? Your purpose is your gender. You're created to be a man. You're a provider, protector. You're created to be a woman. You're a nurturer. You're the help me to the man. That's how God played it. Now, let's not convolute that with living in a capitalistic society. Nobody's saying you can't make any money, because there's always a market out there that might need something. That, you know, God put gifts and talents in all of us. So if you're good at sewing, baking stuff, fixing stuff, offering something out there, man, you can make money off of that, man. It has nothing to do with your creation role. You're not subjugated to just, you know, that, but
be at the crib and cook. We're not saying that, in other words, but we're just saying
being a nurturer,
women are a nurturer.
Being a woman and being a mom, man, that comes first. That's what God created you for, though. So when we don't see that played out in the household, man, it doesn't.
Yeah, because you need that balance.
Yeah,
a balance is it's harmony. It's
right.
Beautiful together. You know, you got firmness. It's an example and characteristics of Christ.
Right.
Remember, like Jesus was harsh as a snake, but calm as a dove.
Right.
And when that's in the household, you know, when moms, you know, it's a little nurturing, probably a little firm too, depending on the mom, and you know, pops is whatever. And sometimes I've seen it the other way, where the mom was like the enforcer and pops was, you know, the one you go talk to when you need a reason, but the balance is needed. And you know, that we have moms that was forced to try to step up and do what they could, and other people, man. But you know, as fathers, especially like Black men, we don't have the words. It's like, man, you messed up. And my dad is successful, as far, like I said, he out here in Dubai and stuff. So that's what I'm really like, man. You had us in the hood in Atlanta, struggling. My dad, he sent me a picture, man. That's what made me mad too. I think I'm still holding a grudge. I'm holding a grudge from that. This man sent me pictures from Dubai, man, bruh. And I snapped on him. I can't remember what I said though. That's why I forgot. I forgot. That's why we didn't speak to each other in a while, man. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? If you know anything about Dubai, you gotta have that bag to go to Dubai. That ain't the place. That ain't cheap. Ain't nothing cheap about Dubai.
Right.
Shoot. Dubai is known to have, ain't nothing cheap about Dubai. So yeah, man, that's what I'm dealing with, man. I pray for you, boy. I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? I hate my father.
We're definitely a little high. Because we feel like Sally Mae and Navi, man. I'm calling you. I'm sending letters.
I know about Navi.
You got to do balance. You got to do balance, bro.
Yep.
You got to pay your father bill. Let me
say this.
You need some time.
I don't want a dime. I don't want a dollar. He might have even thought that when I hit him up. I don't want a dollar.
No.
I called for relational. You know what I mean? I tried. In other words, I'm responsible for the energy I put out and the things that I say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And those are the seeds I planted. Hey, I tried. I reached out to you.
Right.
Why you know what I mean? So
you just full neglect mode, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm on the back of your mind. I know I'm there. You know you got kids out here, man. Like, you just act like we invisible, man.
Yeah,
so
man.
Yeah, that's what irritates, man. So you pass due on your bill.
And I'm one of them, man. You know me, Courtney. My ethics I'm not backing down, because I'm staying firm on these. On my ethics, but my ethics are kind of played out in common, you know, this modern society, because I'm gonna come to you. You know that, Courtney. We gonna talk.
Right.
I'm not about to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to hit you on the snap. I'm not, yo, we got an issue.
We finna have a Danny Tanner and a Michelle. We finna have a Full House moment where at the end of that.
Hey, we don't send a lot of shows, man.
Family Matters, you know, when they do something, we gotta have a talk. We gonna sit down and the music gonna play in the background.
Yeah.
For to have a conversation.
Just a talk, man. I'm not malicious. It's just a talk. I think that's the least I can get. And I'm saying like, that's what you owe me. Yeah. That's what you owe. Like, a conversation.
You know you owe me. You owe me a conversation.
Exist,
man.
That's not cool. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I ain't gonna dwell on that, though, but I want to bring that on a podcast, man. Like, that's what I was going through, man. Like, I saw the text, hit the shrugs up emoji. Like, I ain't care. He ain't be back. I'm gonna tell my wife, too. I didn't even tell my wife, man. I just, like, forget it. And I was like, man, I'm gonna get on the podcast and just let it out.
Yeah, you that debt collector, but on the other end of the phone, man.
You know, when they hit the ignore button. Like, how you in vacation and you owe not being $50,000?
Vacation. My dad was in Dubai, yo. My dad out here, yo, man.
You
owe me. Sports agent. He out here getting it. I'm like, man, I had roaches in my crib, like, bruh, like, I was going to school with the same clothes, like, story.
I will.
Yo, like, true story, man, I used to get joned and bullied, man, because I just ain't have it like that, man. Like, I used to get joned and bullied, man, and, you know, fighting in the school or fighting outside the school. I was so afraid to get suspended because that was me getting out the crib, believe it or not, man. My school was lit back in the day. I get on that some other time. But, I ain't got no clothes, man. I had, like, 2 pair of jeans and, like, 5 shirts. Mm. For real. So, like, I was getting joned on, bro. They was killing me in Atlanta. In Atlanta, it was fast, man. Them dudes was rocking Coogi sweaters, and if y'all don't know what Coogi is, go look that up. COOGI. This was in 6th, 7th grade for me. So, yeah.
I mean, we got on the lay here in the fort, man. I know some D-boys that probably was on it from being down there that came up with it.
Yeah, it was a D-boy thing, but, you know, hey, boys is fly. But it was to the point where, man, I wanted some Carconi pants. I mean, I remember I went with my cousin, won't say your name. Even though statute of limitations is up, you know what I mean? He got caught. We went to a store. He stole something. His little crew stole something. My cousin gets caught. Like, got caught. He goes to jail. I stole something. I was like, man, I ain't got no clothes. I'm robbing this store. I'm the youngest one. I always been the youngest one of my cousin's crew. But, man, I stole them Carconi jeans, man. And I ain't saying steal, y'all. Lord forgive me. Y'all knew I went to school that next Monday. Fly.
Oh,
like, yeah, what's up?
God, you gotta tell them what you did the night before. Did you set the outfit out on the bed?
Oh, yeah, of course.
With the shirt,
man,
on the top with the shoes at the bottom.
Yo, when I was in Atlanta, man, you either rocked a pair of white Forces or you rocked a pair of white Reeboks. We called them Soldiers down there.
Yeah.
Man, I had a pair of Soldiers. You know what I mean? Because I was babysitting. I get on that. That's a very interesting story, my babysitting job.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna like that. I get on that another time. But I got some babysitting money. Wasn't a lot, but, you know, the shoes were like $40, so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Got those. Carconi jeans was like busting. They might have been 100.
Yeah.
Busting. Maybe more, but I got them. I got them, man. Put them out the night before, and I rocked them things the next morning, bro. Oh, man, I was fly, cuz.
Yeah.
All in there. And for a day, I ain't get joned on. They ain't make fun of me or nothing. Nah, probably like a few days, maybe the rest of the week, man. That little Josh came to school fly, yup. You see me? Give me my pass. You know what I'm saying? Girls are speaking to me. And, you know, they shallow. They were shallow, but when you were in 6th grade, it don't matter.
Yeah, it's all, we all bird brains in 6th grade, man.
Yeah, we all bird brains, man. Yeah, man. That's it, man. You know, we can, you got anything to say, man, you know, before we wrap this up?
Man, I tell you what, man, when you, yeah. You got to put the picture of you, man. One of my favorite pictures of you, man, when I first met you in Fort Wayne, it was a picture of you in Atlanta, man. Light skin, you look like Juvenile.
Oh, cuz.
You know where I'm going.
I gotta find it.
You had the necklace. You had the necklaces on, man. I think you
stole those too. I stole those too. That was a little thief. I stole those things. I forgot about that picture. Wow. I was fighting the post-it. Yo,
hey,
I was a thief.
You had the
bro. Hold on. Oh, I got another story. Hold on. Okay. I got another story. Yo, so once again, man, I ain't have it. I remember walking in it. It was a department store. I'm in Lenox Mall. If y'all know anything about Lenox Mall in Atlanta, Georgia, that's where you go to see a celebrity. That's where you go. If you really want to shop, that's where you go. I had no business being in there. I probably had I probably need to have $5 on me, being real. But man, I went in there, bro. And I needed some change, man. Like, oh, I needed rocking the chain was it, man. At the time, it was all about the ropes. That's how old it is. It was all about the ropes.
Yeah,
man. I think I grabbed two of them boys. It was all about ropes and links, man. You had, oh, especially you had Cuban links, boy. Like, go look. Hey, Cuban links was, my goodness, Cuban links was big boy and it was heavy. Man, I stole two of those, bro. Man, and I was not proud of that, man. I was just desperate just to fit in. Don't do it, y'all. Don't steal. Like, I was a little thief when I was a kid, man. I really was, man. And that's why I hate thieves now, man. Yeah. I can't stand thieves, bro. But yeah, I stole them too, Cordy. I'm gonna find that picture. Hey, tell you what I had on, y'all. I had on like the ball fade. I had on like that was the cut ball fade.
The ball fade. Yo, head was tilted up.
Man, I thought I was the man.
You was the man in that picture, man.
I had on some Ken Griffey Jr.'s on my feet, man. And look, they didn't even fit. Somebody, like a neighbor gave them to us. My mom, when I say us, and they didn't even fit, but they was the only shoes I had. And this one, Ken Griffey was that dude. Yeah, I'm going to take those. With these at 9. I probably had a 10. Yeah, I'm wearing those. Feet balled up in them shoes, but they was new. I was doing anything, man, just to get some clothes, bro. Anything, man. Just some, you know what I mean? Just to fit in, get some clothes, find an identity, and none of that stuff had my identity in it. Let me make that clear. But at the time, that's all I knew. So I put on those Ken Griffey's. I had on a black jet black pair of jeans, and I threw on this turtleneck. It wasn't polo, but it was Ralph Lauren. But right. It didn't say polo. It just said chaps. The Ralph Lauren chaps. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then I put on them chains, stuck them out, man. My mom's ain't even, she's like, where you get those chains from, man? I'm lying, saying my cousin. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I stole them, man.
And that's Cuban links is still jumping now, man.
They yeah, Cuban links expensive.
Yeah, man.
Cuban links expensive, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like chains. You know I hate that. I hate jewelry, bro. I wear wood on purpose. I like wood. It's nature. I like, bro. You would never catch me. My ears have been pierced since I was like, before I was one, both of them. I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear diamonds. I ain't even want a diamond ring. Like, you know me, Courtney. I do not like jewelry.
No jewelry, but I could not catch me. That picture, man.
I know. I sound like a hypocrite. I used to love jewelry, man. I got enough, man. I used to rock the chain with the J on it, bro. Mm-hmm. I had a big old J on it. Yeah, when I was in the A, I was on it hard. I was on jewelry hard, man.
Dang, that's fast paced, man, compared to up north at the time. No,
oh my god,
Indiana, man. You went from 0 to 100 to like 0 to 30.
Yeah.
You came up to a school lane. You was in a school zone coming up north, man.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. You know, I'll find that picture and post it, man.
Yeah, woo! Man. We got some weird collages, man, coming up though. But listen, I don't know, Jay, man.
Oh yeah, man.
Crazy times, man. So I hope y'all, you know, for some of the young men and young women that listen to this, even older, if your parents aren't in your life, man, you were one or two.
Man, it ain't over.
I would say you still keep pressing. You keep doing what you can do on your end, and like, you know, like our motto is, like what we say, do what you can and God to do what you can.
And definitely sad, man.
And you know, we're gonna make sure that we control our attitude. And it's okay to be angry, but sin not.
You know, word.
Definitely word. Sin not.
But y'all pray for me on this hate, because I don't like being associated with that, man. I don't want no hate in me. So
right,
that's me admitting and being honest.
It's a genuine feeling, man. It's just we're gonna work through it, man, with God's grace and strength. And we just gonna keep it moving. So we encourage y'all to do the same thing. Even if it's not a parent, if you have somebody that you don't get along with, whether that's a co-worker or a fellow student, make amends and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And you know, final thoughts on your end, man?
Nah, man. I just want to say thank y'all, man. And y'all already know, check that Instagram page out, man. The Finished Works brand. At Instagram, and that's associated with everything. So we post this podcast. The link is always on Instagram. Just hit the Instagram page, you know.
Just hit that up, man. And then, you know, until next time.
Yep.
Peace.
We out. Peace out.